possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Used to do this back in college, and if you've been part of a group or anything like that that meets on a weekly or monthly basis, sometimes they do this. Have you ever done roses and thorns before?
Oh, yeah.
You've done this?
Yeah.
Okay. You go around the room, and everybody has to give you a rose and a thorn. And I love this because you know my way of, like, sometimes overly positive thinking. But so it forces me to come up with a thorn, but then the whole room doesn't just become thorns. Let's also have a rose. Like, maybe Tuesday is your thorn, but boy, I give a rose because Thursday is only 48 hours.
And Thursday is your rose.
Yeah, boy. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
This is a way to open up the 49er conversation in any damn direction you all want to go. So we will take your calls right now, 888-957-9570. You can text us on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Our YouTube chat is firing away, coming out of the crossover and all of its activity. So fire away, 888-957-9570. What rose do you have for the Niners, and what thorn do you have? And we can help you understand what we mean by that by maybe giving you ours. So it can be anything.
Yeah.
What is it that you feel really good about with the Niners? And what's one thing that you don't feel really good about? Roses and thorns. I have my rose
okay. For
Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh's presence, Robert Saleh's return, him working with new young players, him sort of coming up with a scheme that's going to fool all of the tier three quarterbacks that they're going to be playing this year. I feel good about that. I think there will be bumps and bruises and a learning curve and all of that with some of the players, but that's where my rose goes. I feel very good about Robert Saleh in charge on the defensive side of the ball this year.
It's great, especially when you have a super young defense like it looks like they're going to have. And I know he spoke today about a couple of the rookies and how they might slot in. We'll get to that sound later in the show, and it'll probably be later in the season, but he's the perfect guy, in my opinion, to lead a younger defense. My rose is a little bit of a different one, and the 49ers had very little to do with it other than sucking last year. Oh. And my rose is their schedule, because even as you go through with a young defense and offensive question marks or whatever you want to look at for the Niners as shortcomings, their schedule for me is the brightest, reddest, most fragrant rose of all, because you've got some teams that probably won't be great. Everyone's allowed to be better than you think, but early on you've got the Saints and the Jaguars in two of the first four. So if it is a slow ramp up when you're trying to find out who you have and what action, even if you fall in Seattle, which is possible, and you lose to a Ram team, that's a game you're going to probably be an underdog in. You beat the other two, you're 2-2, and you're still trying to find your way, but you're not facing the same schedule you did last year. So my rose is the schedule and what it might be able to do for the Niners, not necessarily being awesome in September.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, that's a good one. We have all of these question marks, but if you really kind of think about once they dive into this schedule, it will probably always feel like, oh, maybe you're only a week away from getting this thing right. You know, because a win changes everything. Like, even if you're still not in the greatest spot in the standings, I think that each week the Niners are going to wake up from whatever just happened, whether it was a win or a disappointing loss. They'll wake up and they'll look at what's coming up 6 days or 4 days away or whatever. They'll look at it and go, okay, we can do that one. We got a shot, and they won't win them all. But I think that there's no game that I feel like sits there on the schedule where you're like, oh, hell.
Terrified.
Yeah, like, I don't want Josh Allen on a Sunday night or anything like that. Like, they just, They just don't have that this year. Everything's going to feel winnable.
Four of the last six at home, and among those six, you've got Carolina here, Tennessee here, at Cleveland, at Indy, Chicago here. So even if you are six games to go and you're sitting at, that'd be, you know, even if you're 5-6 at that point, you've got those six remaining. You could go on a 5-1 heater and wind up 10-7 and maybe still make a run for the playoffs. I do think that this team is likely to be better performing in the second half than the first half if they have this many younger players.
All right, you got a thorn?
My thorn, and this is a little bit of a, it's kind of a predictable one, but it's the injury bug, and primarily at receiver and running back. That's my thorn, because I'm really, really concerned about the receiver room where Juwan Jennings has a calf and a contract. Is it calf? Is it cash? Which one is it more of a factor of? Well, it doesn't matter. He's not playing. And you've got Cowing, who I believe returned today. Good news. Ayuk out until at least week six. I'm concerned about the running back depth. Garendo has been injured. And, you know, James with a broken finger. So my thorn is skill position players' injuries.
Okay, well,
SPBI.
I guess on some level, my thorn could be extended into what you're talking about. Mine's a little bit more like, you know, finely tuned as far as its focus, but what you're talking about is a part of it. My thorn goes to the Jordan Mason trade. How much better would you feel right now if Jordan Mason were still on the squad? Yeah, me too. And
do you remember what they got for him?
I right here in front of me.
I'm glad I asked you that.
Yeah, so they swapped fifth and sixth round picks in the draft that has already taken place, and then they got an additional sixth rounder next year. That's what they got. Now, the bigger part of this also, understand, as is the case with everything in life, money is involved in this, and Jordan needed a new contract, and the Vikings did sign Mason to a two-year, $12 million deal, $7 million guaranteed. That sounds like chump change in the NFL. To a degree, it is. I'm not a capologist.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kyle Shanahan was interesting yesterday when he talked a lot about the need for another receiver and should they sign Amari Cooper or Gabe Davis. And it's like we keep hearing this stat. It's like, oh, the Niners are among the teams with the most salary cap space in the NFL right now. And he's like, it's a little misleading. Like, yes, we do. However, we do, but that doesn't include major payments that are going to be due to players in the season, number one. And number two, they want to roll as much of that cap space over as possible because next year they're not in as fancy of a cap space situation and they need to keep that. So they don't want to spend it. And do you want to spend a certain amount of cap space on a backup running back when you feel like your starter is maybe your best player and is going to be healthy? And your last name's Shanahan, which means you've always found a way to get production from the running back room, no matter who the hell's back there. Why not just grab Jeff Wilson off the street, for example, and let him back up Christian McCaffrey, as opposed to getting Jordan Mason? And you might feel like your production could end up being pretty similar. So I get it. I'm not saying that they made a terrible financial move. I just really liked the kid, and I wish he was still on the team. That's it. So that's my thorn. I wish Jordan Mason was still here.
That's a great one, and it just kind of underscores what we were arguing about all last year, the notion of Super Bowl or bust. And on my drive in today, I was thinking about all the players, real players that actually played who have left, which reminds me of how it was a busted-up scenario. And so this year for me is not a Super Bowl or bust. This year is more like what you talk about, Super Bowl or try again, because you've got so many young guys that you largely will be intact next year as opposed to last year. And Jordan Mason is a great example of somebody who you didn't dislike, but you really couldn't afford him. You didn't want to pay him $12 million to have 80 carries this year. If McCaffrey stays healthy, it makes no sense.
Right. I totally get it. Just bummed about it. Yep.